This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Just a few more days to go in the Georgia Senate runoff elections, which will determine which party controls the Senate. So far, estimates are, campaigns and outside groups have spent close to $500 million on political advertising in the races. And with all that cash flowing into the state, there's at least one winner already. Small Market Radio. Susanna Capilluto of WABE in Atlanta reports.
Joseph Brennan manages 11 radio stations for PMB Broadcasting in West Georgia.
Top 40, country, adult contemporary, gospel, active rock, classic rock. We just got a little bit of it all.
And what all the stations now have is political ads. Lots of them.
Vote David Perdue.
Vote for working people. Vote Reverend Warnock.
The choice for Georgia, Kelly Loeffler.
John Ossoff will listen to doctors and scientists.
Financial disclosures show all four candidates in the race are spending a big chunk of their radio dollars outside of the major Atlanta market, including Brennan's stations.
I've been in the industry for 20 years now in this market, and the amount of money that we're seeing across our stations is more than the past 20 years combined, honestly.
That's also true for Charles Hubbard, who owns a country and a sports radio station in rural Jessup, Georgia.
It's a godsend that we're receiving this now.
He says the campaign dollars for the runoff help make up losses from COVID-19.
Let's just put it this way. It's coming in at a good time for radio stations, I can tell you.
As a newly minted battleground state, Georgia already got its fair share of ads for the November election. Then both U.S. Senate races ended up in a January 5th runoff. Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue are trying to hold off a challenge from Democrats John Ossoff and the Reverend Raphael Warnock. Eddie Esserman owns three different radio stations along the Georgia coast. He says political ad money has now exceeded the revenue he lost due to the pandemic.
Before Georgia got the spotlight shined on it, they got more than usual, but not a fire hose of advertising like we're getting now.
Lots of other small stations are seeing those ad dollars, too. Roger Rafson with Gen Media Partners is in charge of placing political ads on more than 150 small market radio stations across Georgia.
There is so much money being spent in Georgia right now that they are asking us what is the maximum number of commercials that we can buy.
Because of an FCC rule that says candidates have to be charged the lowest rate, their money can go far in small markets.
For candidates, some of these ads are downright inexpensive. You can have a full minute of your message for under $20 in some cases. It's really cheap.
But it's a different story for political PACs, which make up the bulk of ad spending in Georgia right now. At least 18 PACs are running radio ads, and they have to pay top dollar, says Refson.
As we get closer to January 5th, many radio stations are raising their rates just because they are selling out, and this is their opportunity to do well. And if the PAC wants to really reach their audience, they will pay the rate.
The reason there's so much PAC and out-of-state money is because of the possible power shift in the Senate, should the two Democrats win. Emory University political scientist Andrew Gillespie says while Republicans have won these Senate runoffs in Georgia in the past, this year Democrats are also energized and have money to spend.
Because Joe Biden just won the presidential race and Democrats are now able to flex muscles in terms of being able to say that they've won a statewide election, there is greater incentive for people to be involved in the race.
The race, she says, is all about turnout, and Georgians in every corner of the state will have heard that there's another election January 5th. Whether or not all the ads make them come out to vote is another story. In Atlanta, I'm Susanna Capilluto for Marketplace.